Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to CNN's Jake Tapper. Primetime Jake Tapper here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jake, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back.
Well, so tonight you're doing the 9 o'clock all this week, 9 until 10 in that slot where CNN usually revolves a lot of different things. And I guess the theme will be the first 100 days.
Yeah, it's a week of specials leading up to President Trump's 100th day, which is Saturday. So we'll be doing the lead at 4 o'clock and then also a brand new show at 9 o'clock. So tonight's 9 o'clock show will have both Elizabeth Warren and Chris Christie talking about President Trump's first 100 days. And then we'll have a whole bunch of other guests throughout the week, not just political ones, but other ones as well. But the focus is definitely on the first 100 days and what he's accomplished, what hasn't worked so well, and where the president will go from here.
Now, do you have Christie and Warren on together?
No.
Oh, man, I'd pay. Come on, you got to make that happen. I'd be right down there, you know, paying for that. I want a front row seat. My God.
Well, maybe in 2024, but right now.
Yeah,
They're each individual interviews.
Okay. All right. So this is all this week. Now, Zelina Zito, I have Jake coming up, who's now a CNN contributor. And I would tell you myself, I can't remember the last call I got of a diehard Trump supporter who says they are severely, or any word like that, disappointed. And I think I don't know about you, but I don't remember a president with across the board, somewhat low at times, well, maybe even historically low at various points, approval numbers, but of his base of support, it has not wavered. It's only a fraction of wavering, if that.
Well, he has historically low approval ratings for a president at this point in his presidency. But that said, you're right, his supporters, his diehard supporters, not the ones who kind of came on board at the end because they didn't like Hillary, or they just thought he was the lesser of two evils, remain with him. And that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think, you know, 35-40% of the electorate is going to stick with him no matter what, as long as they see him as fighting for them when it comes to trade deals and jobs. And, I think we're going to hear President Trump talk about trade and jobs, you know, every week of his presidency. And I think that people think, that his supporters think, that as long as he's in there plugging away for them, and on those issues, the other stuff doesn't matter as much. I don't know that his supporters were as animated on the, on his position on NATO or on his position on the unemployment numbers. As Selena Zito famously coined, the press took President Trump literally but not seriously, and his supporters took him seriously but not literally. So if he does some things that violate or go against things he said literally during the campaign, I don't think that's going to be as important as much as the broad stroke.
I agree. And what's unusual to me is I get people that actually like it. We're seeing something different here, that he changes his mind relatively frequently, or you can't tell what the policy is or whatever. People are not saying, well, you know, I don't like. No, they're calling me and saying they see that as a strength.
Well, certainly somebody changing their mind on issues it can be seen as a strength. I think some of the issues that he's talked about, how he didn't realize North Korea was so complicated until he spent 10 minutes talking to Chinese President Xi, or when he talked about NATO being obsolete, he didn't really know much about NATO at the time. Whoever knew healthcare was so complicated, comments like that.
I suppose it could be seen in one level, like as, you know, refreshingly candid, acknowledging a learning curve. I think others will be dismayed that, you know, the president did not know a lot of these things going into the job. It really just depends on your perspective. I have to say, though, you know, I understand why we in the media, and I certainly include myself in this, focus a lot on Trump supporters and focus a lot on Trump's base. But the problem for President Trump right now is he has not expanded his base. He needs to expand his base. He has a 54% disapproval rating right now and 40% approval. He needs to reach beyond. I mean, he needs to acknowledge that most of the country did not vote for him. Most of the electorate did not vote for him. He needs to acknowledge that a plurality voted for Hillary Clinton and reach out and have those voters, you know, come into his fold.
Okay, well, I'll give you the counter to that. You probably realize it, but I'll give you the counter of what I think if I'm in the mind of Donald Trump, and that is he's a transactional guy. He's got the base. They're going to be there no matter what. And through deal-making, he is going to peel off some of these others. Now, I would agree, in the first 100 days, the resistance of Democrats and keeping in line and whatever other things went on there, Jake, that has not worked. But I think that's what his mindset still is, transactional. I'll make deals. For example, I will give them something on health care here, the subsidies, so that we don't have a government shutdown, and I'll get the border wall. I don't know that that's going to work with Democrats, but would you agree that's what he's proceeding on?
I think that is his mindset, and I do agree that that's why I think he could be a potentially consequential president.
Yes.
I have not seen him exercise that yet in such a way as to expand his base. I have not heard, you know, there has been support for some of his foreign policy actions, but, you know, support for those actions such as the strikes in Syria, or the bomb of ISIS terrorists in Afghanistan, et cetera. But I have not seen any major domestic legislation. And whether it's infrastructure or healthcare or jobs or trade deals or any number of issues, there are plenty of places where he could work. And President Obama told him, you're never going to be able to repeal Obamacare. Just fix it, call it Trump Care, and then move on. And, you know, who knows, maybe that's where he will end up. I don't know. But the bottom line is I just haven't seen he hasn't achieved any major legislation, and probably the week is going to end with that remaining the case. That's not so wild. Ronald Reagan didn't have major legislation during his first 100 days. I think George W. Bush had one major bill. Barack Obama had two. It's not like
everybody is FDR. But, you know, there's room to grow, let's just put it that way. And if he wants people, I think that there are a lot of Americans who don't want to be thinking about Donald Trump and worrying about Donald Trump. They want him to, you know, they want to feel reassured that he's there, not anxious that he's there. And the more he does that and the more he compromises with people in Congress so that he's able to get deals done, I think the better for him.
Absolutely. So 9 o'clock tonight, you kick it off, and all this week.
That's right. Hope people will tune in.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.